V5 RJM, V5 AM. Somebody had a carrier going there. There's some voices in the background. Couldn't make it out who. But anyhow, fine business. Go ahead there, Pierre. Very good morning again. V5 Alpha Lima. V5 RJM.
Yeah, good morning, Randy again. I don't know what happened. I tried to contact you, and I had some kind of, that's strange, I never see that before, some kind of alert on my on my phone. Huh. I think that's QSO1, I don't know what happened. But anyway, I just called you because before I go fishing with you, but maybe Tuesday, you said, but maybe Tuesday and Friday, we have right now a farmer market, and I bought some corn yesterday. Oh, my God, it was so good and so fresh. Not too big, not too small, just perfect size, and we had, I got, I heat 5 of those. last night, and Olga, she got 2, so, but it was so good. So do you want some before we're going fishing together? And I pay $1 each, by the way, so you decide how many you want, and just let me know. Back to you.
Yeah, we'll do there for sure. So yeah, our co-op here had them on sale too, actually, for like 59 cents a cob, but I don't know if that sale's still on or not. I think Michelle looked at the corn, I think, when she was in the store. It didn't look very good, so so I don't think she bought any, but yeah, you know, there's a reason for why the price was low. And yeah, $1 a cob, that's cheap. That's a good price too. So they come on sale for that here as well sometimes. But I'll keep you in mind there, Pierre. So thanks for that. And everything's good here. Just finished my meds and breakfast and all that. So I'm good for the day. Now I'm getting sleepy.
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7,
timer. Up pretty soon, so have a coffee with her and that before she heads off to work. B5 Alpha Lima, B5 RJM.
All right, no problem. Yeah, we'll figure it out next week or whatever. So I just went to be open at 8 o'clock in the morning. But if you go there around 10 o'clock, no way, you can't find any parking at all. So you need to go there first in, first out. And it was very good corn, I tell you. But just next week, how many do you want? And I pay for it, and there we go. So you want 10 or 12, whatever. But very good, Randy. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes
they have a strip mall by they have a Staple, and also they have what the hell, they have some kind of drugstore there. I can't remember the name, but they have a big parkie there, and they park a truck over there, and they set up the table, and you buy some cucumbers, whatever, onions, potatoes, corn, any carrots, everything. So and some dill too, you know. And somebody wants to make some soup or whatever, do some marinade, and they got everything. It's so good. That everything is fresh. You can beat the farmer, you know. So I trust that very much. Back to you.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I used to live in Unity, and there's a little town just east of Unity called Scott. And they had a Hutterite colony there, and went with the car there one time, and the wife and I, and we loaded up the whole trunk full of corn. Came home and freezed it, and oh, was that ever good. And prices were pretty good too. So, and you know, homegrown there, and all that. I can't remember the type of corn that they grew, but it wasn't Tabor corn, but it was a sweet, one of the sweet corns that they used to grow. And they had a lot of stuff we used to buy from them, potatoes and all this. It was good stuff. And you know, you didn't have to worry about chemical on your food when you bought it from a grocery store. Anything like that. So yeah, I know there's a local Hutterite colony here close to us here that is starting to get into producing produce there and that sort of thing, but they're so darn expensive, man. Oh man, they set up on the junction here, two highways, and went there for prices, and you got to give your right and left arm. boy, oh boy, they're expensive. But still pretty good, you know. You know, so that's what you want to pay for. It's organic stuff, they call it. But to me, anything grown on the farm is organic. So back to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now, every Tuesday and every Friday morning, all day long, they make good money over there, I tell you, because it's a crazy place. It's so busy, I can't believe it, you know. And, yeah, it's totally fresh. And yesterday I went there at 8 o'clock, and that lady, she just set up his own table thing. She just came, you know, to set up everything. And I said, oh, you're my first customer. And me and my husband, we cut the corn last night. It's totally fresh. Wow, I said, perfect. So I said, well, give me 12. Okay, so she gave me 12. So I look around and I go back to my car. I went back again. I said, you know what? I think I need more. I said, how many do you want?
Node 5.
Well, then give me another
2, 5.
Another
3,
eight. That will
7,
be perfect.
Time
I said, sure, no problem. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you have to take advantage of it there before it's all gone. That's for sure. So, you know, you could always come home and freeze some there, so you don't have to eat it all in one night or one meal there. But, yeah, it's nice to have a nice feast with something like that. missed anything, back to you, your V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Yeah, roger that. You know, when you went camping this week, I heard something on the news from B.C. And Okanagan Lake over there, all the lake, all the water there, the water is totally black. Can you imagine? It's all full of ash from the fire. Can you imagine the poor fish and beaver and everything? I saw some guys over there, some news reporter, he put this hand on to the hedge, to a guy close to the beach or whatever, at that lake, and his hand was totally black. I've never seen that in my life like that before. That's my first time. Wow, that's a lot of damage, and I guarantee that's not the first lake heater, maybe more lake, I guarantee it. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Oh, that's terrible. It's terrible. It's going to take a long time to, get things back the way they were. They actually never will be, the way they were. So, but, it takes many, many years for these trees to grow and things get set up so nicely and beautiful scenery, and then out of a sudden something like this happens and kills everything, not very good at all. So, trying to remember here. But yeah, anyways, the same thing. It's going to take many, many years for it to come back to even close to how it was. And people that got evacuated and all that, and their homes or not, but like we did here in Saskatchewan last year when we had those forest fires, it was devastating for a lot of people. Back to
yeah, roger that. Oh, you woken up a little bit, Randy. Well, yeah, so the fish, they can't survive in that kind of water at all. That lake, no way, the fish is gone. Pretty sure. Except, do you want to go fishing on that lake just to see what happens?